So I will give you mixture lecture. So first of all, we must know that is $1 million understanding, and that is we are not this body, but we are spirit soul. This is the very foundation of a spiritual life. Every distress is mental, bodily, adidevik, adibhautik, adiatmik, birth, death, old age and disease. All distresses is coming from this mistake that I am the body and not the soul. What is the difference between dead body and live body? The difference is in live body, that is life, the soul. And dead body, there is no soul. For a dead body, I give you all doctors in the world, hospital in the world, and medicine in the world, and laboratories, and scientists. I give you all that is available in the material world. Can you make that dead body alive? This is the real beginning of spiritual life. And that is, we are spirit. And spirit by nature, chetan or conscious. So the pleasure comes from that consciousness and not the body, not from material world. Pleasure does not come from liquor, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, money, honey, clubs. Pleasure doesn't come from there. Suppose some lady's husband died. Can she derive pleasure from husband's dead body? And vice versa. A wife died, the soul, wife's soul gone. Can husband derive any pleasure from wife's dead body? In other words, from wife. So it is very, very evident and it is proven fact that pleasure comes from consciousness, from soul. Is it not very obvious? Isn't it? So we are enjoying. So is the body enjoying, or we, the soul, enjoying, or both enjoying? Who is enjoyer? If you say body is enjoying, then dead body should enjoy. So it is something beyond. So this is called spiritual knowledge, that I am the spirit soul and not the dead matter. So now question comes, what am I doing for myself, the soul, and what am I doing for the body in a 24-hour cycle? The pleasure comes from body or me, the soul. So a man who is poverty-stricken can enjoy more than a billionaire, richest. Why? Because a poor person who is spiritually enlightened can derive pleasure from spirit. And a materialist, richest person is trying to derive pleasure from matter, where there is no pleasure. There was survey carried out by World Organization that which is the happiest nation. The parameters were three. Where there is more suicide, where there is more intoxication, and where there is divorce. So these three, they think that they enjoy all these things, but these three things, biggest distress in the world. So richest nation should be the number one, but it is not so. The happiest nation in terms of divorce, intoxication and suicide was Bangladesh, and India was number four, and America was 48. So does matter brings pleasure, or the spirit, spiritual understanding brings pleasure? So we are fixing that pleasure comes from consciousness, and we are the consciousness, and that's why we can derive lots and unlimited pleasure from within. So then we have to know art of bringing pleasure, deriving pleasure from ourselves. So that art is to fix first thing first and not undo it. Fixing first thing means fixing ourselves that I am not this body but I am the soul. And don't undo it and take it home with you and keep it whole life with you. But most of the time what happens is you leave this association, go to your home or out of here, out of this farm, and forget, undo it. So next question is how much we are doing for ourselves, the soul, and the body. Out of 24 hours, how much we try to bring out pleasure from ourselves. Almost 24 hours are dedicated to make body so-called happy. Everything for body. Where is the endeavor to work for yourself? Scripture says that bird, beast, animals, all species are doing that. Ahara nindra bhaimaithunam cha samanya etad pasubir naranam dharmo hi eko adhiko visesho dharmena hina pasubir naranam. That animals are doing four things to derive pleasure. Ahara nindra bhaimaithun, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and we are doing. What is the difference? We are like a sophisticated animals. So we have to try to bring out pleasure from ourselves. So that means you have to know the science. And this is the science. I am the spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna, the God. And that's why I must serve him. And that is the example given by Prabhupada is hand and the body. This hand is part and parcel of this body, and that's why hand must serve this body. And that way hand will be deriving all energy, peaceful, blissful situation, because hand is being part and parcel, remains connected with the body, and serves the laddu or food to the body. So, similarly, the soul being part and parcel of Krishna must serve Krishna. And by that, we can be happy. Prabhupada gives another example that bodily organs, hands, legs, and mouth, nose, ear, everybody went on strike saying, why stomach? We are working hard for the stomach and we are giving everything to stomach. So let's go on strike. No service to stomach. So it lasted 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. And fifth day, all organ became energyless. So similarly, Krishna is like our father, origin, and we are his part and parcel like other organs. If we can serve Krishna automatically, we can become peaceful, blissful, happy. So, easiest method of serving Krishna and at the same time to oppose service to Krishna is to utter his holy name through our mouth and then hear that holy name and meditate on that holy name, because holy name is Krishna. So minimum service to Krishna is 1.5 to 2 hours, 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 16 rounds we must do minimum, and that is only 1.5 hours to 2 hours. And 22 hours for your body, sleeping, working, making money, mating, defending, eating, everything for the body. So in order to become peaceful, blissful, healthy, wealthy, wise, we must chant 2 hours a day. That 2 hours is for you and 22 hours is for your body. This is very important. And if you chant 16 rounds, then you will awaken your pure love for Krishna. And if you love Krishna, automatically you will love his creation. And you will also become lovable person. You will become pure person. You will become totally satisfied and everybody will love you and whole life without any connection with matter, material things, you will become totally blissful. So this is like Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna and devotees, they are trying to give us priceless, matchless thing like 5 pound gold they are giving in our hand. Who will say no to 5 pound gold? We think that that gold will give me pleasure. But chanting 2 hours a day is inevitably give us that pleasure, and it is matchless gift from Srila Prabhupada. But we are not practicing because we think that other things are important than chanting. But it is wrong. So this is priceless gift and it is given free, and that's why we don't value it. In Vrindavan, on the bank of Jamuna, in Dwadas Aditya Tilla, Srila Rupa Goswami was doing his bhajan there. So there came one needy Brahman saying that, "My dear Prabhu, Sanatan Goswami, I have to marry my daughter, so please give me the riches so that I can perform it nicely." So Sanatan Goswami says, "Yes, why not? You go to that garbage dump and there is Chintamani stone. And if you touch that to any iron, it will turn into gold as much as you like. So please take it." So he took that stone from garbage dump and he went halfway to home and came back thinking that if he has placed this valuable jewel into garbage dump, then he must have something more valuable than this, because he threw it into the garbage. This is a true story. So Brahman came back, then Sanatan Goswami said, "Yes, I have more valuable than this. First of all, you will have to throw this touchstone into river Jamuna, which was flowing right there." So he threw into Jamuna, and then Sanatan Goswami gave him Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this mantra is most valuable commodity, and we must take that to our heart's content, not just 2 hours, but at least 2 hours, 16 rounds. So every one of you should chant 16, not 4 or 2 or 3. Or 5, but minimum 16 rounds. So this is most valuable thing which can bring you unlimited pleasure. And don't do or don't undo this what I said to you. Yes, and second thing you have to consider is the association of the devotees along with chanting. You have to keep the touch with devotees. Maybe this is good place to make a club, spiritual club, temple or gathering or everything. Everybody can bring one item of prasadam, and everybody should come regularly on Sunday or Friday, Saturday or whatever, and create a society club of like-minded devotees. In beginning you should only sign up people, those who are very enthusiastic and those who want to take guidance, and those who want to follow leader, they must be come together and create a very love, trust, cooperation kind of situation, atmosphere, and give them the idea of possessiveness and idea of mine and idea of empowerment, enthusing, that kind of thing. You can start with one or two people, but they have to be in tune with each other. So we have to create kind of society ISKCON, of course, and in which everybody can take spiritual guidance, spiritual practices, spiritual association, everything spiritual, at least once a week.
Morali bi narediti druženje na tak način, v katerem vsaj enkrat na teden, v katerem se vsi tisti, ki prihajajo, čutijo zaželeni in to druženje ne bi baziralo na ljubezni in na zaupanju.
And third thing is you can read Bhagavatam together here, Gita or Bhagavatam, maybe 3 hours straight. Different people can take turn to read in Slovenian language and do a marathon in once a week by reading Bhagavatam, chanting prasadam. So then deity worship, Gornitai deity at home, and make this visiting, some new Rajdham nearby you, and so many holy places you can. So this is the spiritual life. So this is a cocktail. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sradhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. And specially, most important thing is if you can hear, you should hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures every single day, minimum this time where you can easily do it. And that is when you take bath, when you eat, when you prepare food, when you drive, and if work allows you, that at work 8 hours a day you can put earphone and at the same time you can work. So maximize hearing Srila Prabhupada. And if you have a hard time with Prabhupada and English, then you can hear local advanced devotees' lectures in your language. The Prabhupada gives a good example. In a beautiful golden cage, there is a beautiful golden bird. And the people, they polish the cage and, sign it up, but doesn't take care of bird inside the cage. What good is that? Birdie will die pretty soon and a cage will remain. Yes, so that's what I said, how much for yourself and how much for body. So everything for body, you're wasting your time. You're trying to derive pleasure from matter where there is no pleasure. Big mistake. Just like I give you 1 ton, say 100 ton of stone, and ask you to extract oil from it. Can you do it? You cannot, because there is no oil in the stone. Same thing with this. There is no pleasure in the matter, money, honey, body. There is no pleasure in the dead body of girlfriend or wife or woman or man, whatever. There is no pleasure in dead body. The pleasure comes from that soul which is living and living force. That's where the pleasure is coming from. And that's why I gave you whole theory, how one should start with chanting. So become serious and sincere. If you're honest and sincere, then you will definitely do 16. So any question?
Chanting 7 minutes per round, it gave me 2 hours of thinking about everything else. And then if I sit and intentionally try to see God somewhere in everything, or according to scriptures, you can see God also in other. That's also active associating with God.
Yes.
So it's a little different approach. Like that 2 hours of day, I didn't feel that I was doing something spiritual, if I'm honest. Okay, except that physically uttering the names, it was nothing else. But there was still, I cannot say that because of this went away and some other activity came for associating or thinking of God or try to see God, or when doing daily work, you try to sacrifice your work for God's pleasure, or some similar things, something like that. But it's not that if you don't chant, we cannot say that if you don't chant, everything else is for the pleasure of body.
So answer to that is following the process. We have to follow the process and we have to follow the seer. Srila Prabhupada is the exponent, he is the leader, he is the teacher, he has his process to attain, which is easiest and topmost for this day and age. And we have to follow that process. Now, if you don't want to follow Prabhupada and follow some others and other methods, that is up to you, but it may work, may not work. Prabhupada's process, Prabhupada teaching, simple and sublime. So we have to follow Prabhupada. That's the idea. So it makes it easy for us. Everybody needs leader and teacher. And Srila Prabhupada is proven fact because of so many followers today following his teachings. It is proven that he is topmost teacher for this day and age. So that's a cocktail. Cocktail means you have to have a teacher, you have to read Bhagavatam, you have to associate with devotees, you have to chant Hare Krishna, you have to worship Gaur Nithai, and it's a cocktail I'm talking about. If you do one thing will work, but you need the whole package. And Prabhupada says chanting 16 rounds is the first business of a devotee in a day. So it's really a question of following who. Any other question?
I think if there is some significance or the number 16 or 16 rounds.
No, we're supposed to chant the holy name, which is Krishna himself, around the clock, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. So the Western people in New York, New Yorkers, Americans, they did not able to do that. So Prabhupada said 64 rounds. Next day they came, all disciples came. It's impossible, Prabhupada, we can't do it. So Prabhupada cut into half, 32. Chant 32. And they couldn't do it. So they came back again next day to Prabhupada. Said, we cannot do 32. So next day they came and they, Prabhupada said, okay, 16 and no less. Bas. So that's the meaning. Prabhupada said that first quantity and then quality will come. So, chanting holy name is the remedy for chanting nicely. So we must keep chanting and quality will come later on because the holy name is Krishna. So Krishna is mind. Out of all senses I am the mind, Krishna says in Gita. So name is Krishna and mind is Krishna. And it will come together one day. And then we will eternally with the holy name Krishna. And we will able to, you know, fix our mind. It may take longer, many, many years. Doesn't matter. But idea is to keep chanting. Remedies are many. First is renounce. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation of everything. And you have nothing else, but this is for 1 year, renounce the whole thing and sit down in Vrindavan somewhere in Himalayas and then no other priority but chanting. Renunciation means no attachment to anything material, including body. And then you have no other disturbance also, only one business and that is chanting. And focusing, chanting and focusing, and practicing, and practicing, and practicing, then mind will focus. There is no other business, any other business are gone from your life. You have nothing left in your life except holy name, and that will make us focus, but it's very difficult. And abhyas, constant practice, you just practice, you sit down and practice. Wherever you run about the mind, bring it back, and put mind into chanting, hearing the holy name, hearing the sound vibration. put your mind onto hearing sound vibration. But it is difficult. So let it be. The idea is to chant quantity. Then quality comes. The third method is given by Patanjali, and that is Yam, Niyam, Tendyan, Sam, Dam. Means you control your senses, you control your diet, and you give opposite. In a cold weather, you go into the icy water and then try to focus your mind on Krishna's holy name. Or in hot weather, sun weather, you have a fire around you and try to concentrate your mind onto. In other words, what your mind says, you cut it off. Mind says, go to club, then you go temple. Mind says, you make money, then you quit the job and business and everything and do something opposite to mind. And mind will come under temporal control. It is artificial imposition. But you can control like that. Many, many methods I can prescribe you for controlling mind. But it is all going to be artificial. Rather, make mind your friend. And if you make enemy, if you work against the mind, then mind will be worst enemy. So better be friendly with the mind. And my dear mind, please focus on holy name. Please come back. Please. So Manas Siksha, Raghunath Das Goswami wrote Manas Siksha. Very nice, beautiful prayers. My dear mind, please do this. My dear mind, please do that. And naturally, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying to his mind, please meditate on this pastime of Krishna. Please meditate on this holy name of Krishna. Please meditate on this place of pastimes of Krishna. And so on and so forth. He is making mind as a friend. And then slowly and gradually he is trying to ask his friend mind to focus on Krishna. Thank you very much.